All right, what's good, guys? Welcome to another No Guidance podcast brought to you guys by yours truly, Barada. I got a special guest here. If you guys don't know, Matt 4K.
What's up, man? Thanks for having me in the building.
Yes, sir. So, like I said earlier, I mean, this is our second try type shit, but just seeing, you know, you doing your thing from the first time I met you and Eric at the Trey Flash shoot, you know, to what you're doing now, being at Steez's little events and all that. So, that's just hella filthy just to see your progression.
No, I appreciate that because I remember the first time seeing Barada, everyone like meeting Trey Fly for their first time, Barada, Kid Steez, me and Eric, you know, shout out Eric. You probably know him, 808 Eric, shout out Uzi. But we were at this AZ Shike event, right? And it was super dead. I remember they started pulling up and I was like, damn, like who are all these folks pulling up? And then that got shit lit. I remember talking to Barada and he was like, he went up to me. We were on stage. Me and Eric were on stage just shooting photos. This one, we were barely into, like, taking photos. You know what I mean? We just had a camera just to play around and everything like that. But we were on stage taking photos. He came up to us. And he was like, oh, you know, let's definitely work in the future, this and that. But I didn't really think too much of it. But now, you know, we're kind of crossing the same paths and everything like that. Like, I'm at the No Guidance podcast, everything. So, you know, I think it's just time will just tell, like, eventually, you know.
Mm-hmm. And what would you say, like, the backstory on Shot by Uzi was? Just, like, everybody, like, getting, you know, on the crew. Because it's you, Eric, Rico, and Vegas, right? Yeah, Vegas.
How that really started was, it's crazy because the first time I seen Eric with a camera was that event. And I was always working with the cameras because shout out to my bro, Kobe. Mm-hmm. He's, like, a filmmaker, photographer. He was, like, my big cousin, but he left me, like, this Nikon camera, right? Mm-hmm. So I remember I was just doing random shoots for, like, $40, or I was just shooting for free. Basically, I was shooting up random people, like my cousins, friends, and everything like that. And I remember Eric, he calls me one time. He was like, hey, you trying to go out to this AZ Shike show? And I was like, yeah.
Oh, shit, that's what happened?
Yeah. Damn. He was like, you trying to go out to AZ Shike show? I was like, yeah. And he was like, I got this camera. I was like, for real? So I was like, yeah, come on, let's go and shoot. Mm-hmm. So it's crazy to see how, like, how far he came with the camera. You know what I mean? He's doing videos and everything now. I haven't even tapped in with that. But, so, boom, he takes those photos and everything like that. But he told me, oh, I don't think, like, photography is for me. So he started messing around with videography, started shooting for, like, Trey. Mm-hmm. Boom, boom, boom. Different people and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So, and then he makes an account, shot by Uzi, starts recruiting different people. Met Vegas at, like, I think the Bravo the Bag Chaser show.
Yeah.
Boom, met him there. Eventually got me, and then now he got Rico on, you know, on board. So we're just trying to low-key just expand. Like, we're trying to not keep it with, like, photography and videography. I know we have talks of getting, like, different types of people, like engineers, producers, and everything like that, photography. I mean, photographers from around the world. So it's, like, one big brand kind of. But
No, that's definitely, like, that's a filthy just, you know, just idea or concept that you guys are trying to do, because you know, just starting from, it was just you and Eric. I mean, for the most part, that I remember meeting you guys at the AZ Chike shit, and I'm like, to see where you guys are at now, and plus you got Rico, because bro, I met Rico from, I heard about him when he was at Green River when he was shooting pictures and shit, and then seeing what he's doing too, it's like, it's crazy. Everybody's doing their shit now.
Nah, Rico is tough, because I remember going to the crossover event and I always fucked with Rico's work, you know what I mean? I always messed with his work, but I remember seeing Rico at the crossover. I was like, oh, it was good. You're Rico, right? And he didn't really know me at that point, you know what I mean? But I'd seen he was showing, like, for, like, LeBron, showing for different people, everything like that. So then that was the first time we really met. But we just started working with each other just more recently, ever since the Shot by Uzi thing.
Would you say, like, in the beginning, I guess growing up, was photography something that was always on your mind of, hey, this is something I wanted to pursue, or was it, how'd that come along?
I'm not even gonna lie, photography, when I first started working with, like, cameras and everything, I didn't really think too much of it. Like, I was like, oh, snap a shot, this and that, you know, I didn't think I was gonna get, like, I don't think it was gonna be my passion later, but I always knew that I wanted to work within, like, the music industry, you know? Like, I tried making music one time, that shit was not it, bro.
Like, what, during high school and shit, or what?
Not during high school, I mean, I think, like, a year out of high school, you know? So I just tried to make a song, but I always, like, I was like, bro, my voice is not it. I can't make any music or anything like that. But I was always, like, you know, I always mess with, like, the music scene and everything like that. Like, I knew I wanted to work with, like, music and everything. So I feel like taking photos for, like, big artists and different events and everything like that is kind of a way to, like, work with music but not really make the music, you know what I mean? So if it's something with, like, shooting for artists, you know, making beats for artists, something like that. I just wanted to be in that space, you know.
Shit, get into making beats too.
No, I mean, actually.
To be honest, get into producing and shit.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I'm trying to learn how to DJ, everything like that, you know what I mean? Just have different types of things I could work with.
Got you. You know? And so, is there some shit that you're trying to get into now? Like DJing or making beats or what?
Low-key DJing, bro. Like, I seen Vase Kids, JC, all them, bro. You could go to, like, any club, bro, get that thing lit, bro. Like, you know what I mean? I love music, bro. So, if I could, like, play around with music and turn up, like, a whole, you know, like, a whole bar. Yeah, a whole event, everything, bro. That'd be just so tough, bro. Like, yeah, it's
funny. I feel like DJing is for sure something that you could... I feel like anybody could do. It's just like anything else. Like, even for camera, you just pick up the camera.
That's what I'm saying.
DJ, just get the... All you need is just the mixer board and then, shit, YouTube. You know,
that's what I'm saying, bro. You could learn anything on YouTube, really, bro. Like, you don't really gotta go to school for like photography. You know what I mean? You really don't have to go. You don't have to go to school for photography. Just go on YouTube, search everything up. You know?
Yeah. And what would you say? Because you're still in college right now, right?
Yeah.
So, how have you been able to balance just everything within your everyday life? Because you know, a lot of people, if they hear, oh shoot, you're, you know, they see you taking flicks at a lot of these events.
Yeah.
You're working and, you know, you're traveling and you got school. How are you, like, able to do this?
Man.
You know, keep a balance.
I'm not going to lie. It's kind of been tough, you know what I mean? Like, I was telling you before coming to the podcast, like, you really had to have, like, a calendar. Like, that's what I slack on, you know what I mean? Like, but now I really could get on that. But you really had to have, like, you really had to make time for everything, like... I got lucky because this quarter and my past course, I've been taking online classes. So, boom, I go to work, come home, knock that out. And if I have to have any shoots, if I have to go to any different events and everything like that, try to, like, balance everything in between. But I think just time management is probably, like, the most important thing with everything, you know what I mean? Like, you know?
No, that's facts, though. I think, shit, we all got the same 24, I'll be telling everybody. Yeah. It's just how you use it. Because some people are at the point that they're at because they're able to do, I don't even know, make a cheat code or something.
Yeah.
You don't get to that shit.
Yeah.
But what would you say for you was the biggest challenge when it came to being at the point you're at now when it comes to photography and shit? Like, was there a moment where you're like, fuck, man, like, this shit's not, like, not it? Or, you know, that part where you're just, like, I guess, doubting yourself.
And yeah.
How are you able to get past that?
I think the biggest challenge was just getting connections, ultimately, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like being in the right rooms with the right people is probably, like, the biggest way you could evolve as, you know, with whatever you do, photography and everything like that. And I feel like at first I wasn't in the right rooms with anyone, like, I wasn't connecting like that, you know what I mean? But shout out to everyone around me, like, you know, Vigas, Eric, they brought me to the right rooms, you know what I mean? Like, every time they had something coming up, like, hey, bro, you just slide down to this studio. We got this person over here. Boom. I slide to that event, lock in with everyone there. And it's like the same thing over and over and over. So I think that was the biggest challenge. And I think at the same time, like, motivation, you know what I mean? I remember, I don't know if you've seen it, but it was December and my car got broken into, right?
Yeah, so, I think so.
Yeah.
I seen on the story and shit.
Yeah. What you call that? I was in Bellevue. Someone broke into my car just like around Christmas time and everything like that. Stole like my camera gear, everything like that.
Damn.
And that was like low-key like a fat step back for me. I was like, damn, man. Like every, you know, that was my passion in my backseat. Well, I left that camera in my backseat. So I was like, that was on me. But at the same time, bro, like you can't go nowhere.
You know, I would have never thought at Bellevue.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like you can't go nowhere for real. But I left that thing in my backseat and everything like that. Boom. Came out shopping, broken into. And I was like, damn. So then, boom, called everybody up. They're like, oh, it's good. I got another camera you can shoot with, this and that. But, you know, I wasn't trying to, like, lend. I wasn't trying to get a helping hand for nobody, this and that and everything like that. But I ultimately, like, I was like, you know what? People started helping me out and everything. So I got a brand new upgrade. So it was low-key like a blessing in disguise, you know, because I was working with this Nikon camera that was, like, a pass me down and upgraded to, like, a really good camera that I use now.
What you got now?
I can't an M50. It's nothing crazy, but
solid though.
Yeah, you know, you work with anything, you know, that could do videos, camera, I mean, shoots and everything like that. But nah, it's dope because it was like a major upgrade and everything like that. Like I seen my work get better, everything. And I think that's with time too, you know.
Yeah, no facts. And did you see yourself in the position that you're in right now, like say 5 years ago when you're in high school type shit?
Nah, I never thought I'd be in this camera shit. I'm not gonna lie. But yeah. I knew I wanted to work with like artists and everything like that. Like I was gonna find a way to do that.
Yeah.
But I say kinda like 50-50, you know.
Type shit. Like you would've I guess like even for me, I would have never thought, hey, like this is 100% what I knew that I was gonna be doing type shit. So I say like even just podcasts or even making music, it's like you meet so many different connections and different memories.
Nah, yeah. That's why I mess with it the most, bro. Just like meeting everybody, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like that's the best part, like over the money, everything like that. I just love meeting new people, connecting with everybody, mm-hmm. you know, working together.
That's facts. And what would you say was a memorable moment when it came to a video shoot or a photo shoot? I guess this recent year, you know, 2023 so far.
Yeah, I think the thing that got it jumping really was like the EBK Young Jock shoot. Like that was like my big, like one of the biggest artists that I shot for, like, you know. So that's what really got everything rolling. Like mm-hmm. I shot for EBK Young Jock, and ever since then, I think that was like October this year. And then mm-hmm. ever since then I knocked down like all these different artists, bro. Like I never mm-hmm. thought I'd work with all these different artists, but mm-hmm. I worked with one of my favorite artists, you know, Girls Love Death.
Mm-mm.
But he's from, I think, like, Dago or something like that. Oh, somewhere Cali? From Cali. Yeah. But I worked with, I think this like, a month ago, probably, like, 3 weeks ago. I shot for Girls Up Dev. He's one of my favorite artists. And this was really, like, the first time where, like, I listened to this guy's music
mm-hmm.
all the time, like, putting people back on. I put Girls Up Dev, like, with people, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I was, like, oh, listen to Girls Up Dev, this and that, da-da-da. And I ended up shooting for him later on. I was like, damn, this lucky like a dream come true.
Full circle moment.
Yeah, full
you're
circle.
Like, you're like listening to him. You're like, damn, it'd be filthy. And then now you get a chance to or opportunity to even
shoot for him.
You know, shoot for him. And how'd that come along?
Shout out AC. His name, you know, Audio Sien.
Yeah, Audio Sien.
He always hooks me up with like all the events and everything. Like, you know, the Rafi the Plug. He was mm-hmm. like, oh, I need some shooters over here. Mm-hmm. So boom, tapped in with Rafi the Plug. Tapped in with Girls Love Dev. I think it was the Girls Love Dev, Lil Maru, 22FJ show.
Oh yeah,
the baby.
Oh yeah,
you know me. So mm-hmm. I got to work with those artists and everything. Just shoot for them. So, yeah, it's dope.
And from the AZ check to where you're at now, I guess how long? What was that? Is that a year? 2 years?
I think that was like a year.
It's been a year?
I think it was like a year and a half. Because I remember AZ Shack was October 2021.
It was probably 2021, huh?
Yeah, so 2 years.
Yeah. And so, I guess how long do you see yourself just using, you know, taking flicks and shit?
Because,
bro, you know what you can do is just if you become producer or some shit, get beats and shit, be like, yep, I could take flicks, but hey, if you ever need beats, boom.
Nah,
just get the email and shit and just send the beats with the song.
That'd be tough, bro. That's how I'm trying to get into that, too, you know what I mean? Like, I'm trying to craft. I'm trying to learn everything else, too, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? But I don't know. Like, I think my ultimate goal is just to travel the world, you know what I mean? Like, I love traveling the world, and I feel like if I get an opportunity to like, shoot for one of my favorite artists, let's mm-hmm. say, like, I shoot for, like, Kalen, you know what I mean? I fuck with Kalen heavy, and he has a tour, you know, going, mm-hmm. like, a Europe tour or something like that. So they go to, like, London, mm-hmm. Belgium, everything, mm-hmm. and I'm over there with them, you know, shooting photos and everything like that. Like, that's ultimately the goal, bro. Like, I love being on the move, like, 24/7, so
mm-hmm.
if I get to travel, do what I gotta do, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Have a solid crew and everything like that, you know?
Yeah.
That's really what it is.
And then out of all places that you've traveled to just through photography and all that, you said, well, what would you say is your favorite spot?
I think my favorite spot definitely got to be Japan, you know?
Yeah, for real.
Like, I didn't go out there to shoot photos, but it was like a little vacation kind of, mm-hmm. you know? I was only out there for like 5 days or so, but man, Japan is different. You've been, mm-hmm. right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you know, like, the culture is so different from
from America and shit.
Yeah, from America and shit. Like, people are so much nicer, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, the food is 10 times.
Oh, yeah. What'd you guys eat? Or who'd you even go out with?
I went with my best friend. Shout out Lizette. Mm-hmm. And, bro, it was supposed to be me, my dad, Lizette, and my mom, mm-hmm. right? But we got to the airport, and we found out my mom's passport was expired. Bro, so it was so tough, bro. So we were like, bro, should we even go on this trip anymore? We were like dead ass weird. We had like a minute to like, should we even go on this trip anymore?
Yeah,
but then my mom, she was like, you know, just go and everything like that. Mm-hmm. You could tell she was like hella sad and everything like that. So we're like, nah, we're not gonna go. But she was just forcing us to just go because we had it planned.
Mm-hmm.
So we ended up going and everything like that. So it was cool, man. Like,
mm-hmm.
you know, we got to see like different things we never seen before, like mm-hmm. temples and everything like that.
In 4 days, you guys walk hella?
bro, walk hella. Hella. I think that's the most I've ever walked.
I'm saying, in Japan, bro, you just hop on the train, just walk hella.
Actually.
For real, huh? What part were you guys at?
I can't remember. I think it was, I think it's like the main island. You know what the main one was called? I don't know what it was, bro.
What'd you guys eat, though, then?
Oh, we had everything, bro. Like, bro, I think that was dead ass, like, the best ramen I've ever had in my life, bro.
Bro, that's what I'd be telling everybody. Like, you go to Japan, and you just try, like, probably one of the worst one or, like, the local ones. It beats any spot here.
Bro, that's what I'm saying. That's why I'm low-key kind of mad, bro, because it kind of ruins it, bro. Every time I have ramen out here. Yeah. It doesn't compete, bro. Like
that's what I be telling everybody.
Bro, it does not compete, bro. Like, I was like, bro, hell no, I can't even eat this anymore. Mm-hmm. But, you know what I mean? I had the best ramen I've ever had. It was only like, what, like $8?
$8. And, you know, that's like considered fast food out there.
Ramen?
Yeah, because it's like, well, they don't. Yeah, they have McDonald's and shit, but that's American shit. But, like, you know, the actual, I guess, Japanese shit, ramen is. You can make that shit like that. You know?
That's crazy. That shit's like gourmet. When I ate that, I was like, $8 too, huh? Bro, I had to come back 2 times. We were there for 4 days. Mm-hmm. We went like the second night, came back the third night again, bro. Like, it was that good, bro.
Yeah.
But ramen, we had, you tried the 7-Eleven foods?
Mm-hmm. All that shit.
Bro, I was having that every morning because our hotel is right next to 7-Eleven.
That's the way to do it, though.
It's so different compared to like the 7-Eleven here. You know what I mean? They got chicken wings and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But over there, they have like, they got, like, chicken tenders, but, like, spicy tenders, everything like that. They have different types of ice creams, you know? Mm-hmm. It was like, bro, everything's only, like, 50 cents, a dollar.
All the exotic shit, huh?
Yeah.
Now, right now, I would say just travel anywhere where, like, the American dollar is more than the currency over there. Because then at that point, you could be, say you put a dollar there, it's, like, worth $50 type shit. Not in Japan, but, you know, some other places. That's what I say when it comes to just traveling. Because, shit, in America, I mean, Portland, bro. No tax.
Right? You know? That's how, every time I go there, blow back, boom, boom, you know what I mean?
Type but, shit.
Yeah, nah, that's tough.
Oh, God. And I be seeing you with all the fits and shit, so how, I guess, like, when did I guess photography and, like, outfits and shit go hand in hand for you, or was it,
what you say? Bro, I'm not gonna lie, ever since, like, 2014, 2015, Richie Lee.
Oh, okay, that's, I feel like he probably put on for so many, like, Cuties back in the day, I feel like.
That's what I'm Richie saying, Lee. Bro. It's crazy, bro. I remember watching Richie Lee back in 2014, 15, and that's crazy because I went to the tribute store the opening day, right? I was talking to Richie Lee and everything. This is the first time I ever met him. Mm-hmm. But I've been a fan, bro, since, you know, I little. But I wasn't trying to fan out or nothing I was like, I was talking to him, everything like that, and then he was like, hey, bro, pick out a shirt. So he gave me one of the free, like, tribute shirts and everything like that. I'm like, man, that's crazy. I've been watching this man since, like, 2014, getting, like, these outfit inspirations, everything like that. You know what I mean? That's why I feel like, I mean, I wouldn't say I dress, like, crazy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But, like, I'd be throwing on, like, different fits and everything like that. But I think that's where it kind of stemmed off, you know?
Gotcha.
Like, that 2014, 15, 16 Hypebeast days, the Supreme Box logos and everything like that. But
and so... So since you're the photography though, or photographer though,
yeah.
So you ever get flicks taken of you? You got your own personal photographer, or you got to be the you got to set it up with the tripod or what?
It's so bad, bro. It's so bad. I remember
you probably get all the good pics for everybody.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, that's why I was like, bro, if I could clone myself, I would, bro. Like, for, I'd probably have hella Instagram photos of myself, but I know a few people that could, you know, flick it up and everything like that. But nah, I remember in New York with my cousin, bro. I was like, all right, bro, I need you to flick me up, bro. I need you to flick me up. He was like, I got you. Yeah. Had my phones, family and everything. And I was like, bro, what is this? It's ass and everything like that. You know, it was whack. But, you know, it's cool at the end of the day. Like, he'll take about, like, 30 photos. Three of them will look good.
Yeah, type shit. You know? As long as, I mean, shit, at least you got a couple.
Yeah.
You
know?
But, so did you take, what's it called? Photography in high school?
I did, but the crazy part is I did not pay attention at all.
For real?
Yeah, bro. I took photography 2 years in a row, and it was, like, such an easy class, bro. Like, the teacher was super lenient with everything, bro. You come in late, he wouldn't even say nothing to you, you know what I mean? So that everyone's like, bro, take photography, just because it's, like, a free period.
Yeah.
Really don't have to do anything. So I was taking photography. I didn't really pay attention to anything. But the crazy thing is, like, this quarter, at my college quarter, I took a photography class. Really paid attention to everything. I was like, bro, I should have paid attention back in high school. I probably would have been 10 times more filthy. But I took another class this year. So, and, you know, I could see, like, the difference and everything. It's, like, the basic things, but it definitely helped out.
Rule of thirds and shit?
Yeah, rule of thirds. Yeah, rule of thirds, subjects, lighting, ISO, all that, bro.
Bro, So you're doing like film photography or what?
Or is it
just like regular?
Just regular photography.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get in with like videography though, because I know that you know that's a spot to go.
Yeah. But
I still got to tap in with that.
Okay. I mean, shit, 2023, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Shit, might as well get into some videos, bro. That shit would be filthy, because even, because Eric started that one.
Because
I feel like he was doing photography, and then he did the engineering shit for a minute, and then he did videos, and he just
popped off, huh?
Popped off that.
I don't know. I think he did it like summer 2021. I think so.
Yeah, go ahead. And then he just been
pushing. Summer 2020, and ever since then, I know he's like booked like every day with shoots and stuff. I'm like, oh, that's fire. You know what I mean?
No, he been doing his shit too. Yeah, all you guys, to be honest.
Appreciate that.
Doing your shit, bro. Just keep.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, bro. 2023, man. Mm-hmm. I'm trying to get things jumping, bro. Like I'm trying to shoot for like more artists, everything like that, bro. That's just ultimately the goal, bro. Being like bigger doors, you know, bigger events and everything.
That's facts. And I guess like, what would you say? Going back to like your goals for this year, I guess, do you got any goals for yourself? Say 1 year from now. Say you're sitting back in this podcast, we do another podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Say what is it? March 20th, 2024 type shit. So I guess like, what would you have wanted to accomplish by then?
Shoot.
Just as like a timestamp. So you listen back to this, you'd be like, did I accomplish my goals?
I feel it. But nah, I don't know. I think it's just working with like my favorite artists, bro. Like being in a, you know, financially stable situation.
Mm-hmm.
Through like, you know, like a 9-to-5 too, but as well as like photography, actually getting like paid a good amount, you know what I mean? Where I don't gotta worry about this and that. Yeah. And just working with like different people and different artists, bro. Like I wanna be like a personal photographer for like someone big and everything like that. Like I wanna travel, you know.
Mm-hmm.
By that point, by next year, I hope that I'll be traveling ready. And so with the gym too, bro. Like, you know, I've been trying to stay consistent with the gym and everything, so that's part of it. We're not gonna say that, but but I work out at Planet Fitness right now, just because my best friend, he still works out over there, you know what I mean?
No, it's good.
So,
get that,
you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's a gym is a gym, you know what I mean? Right. So, and my best friend's in there, so every time I clock in there, boom, I see him, we just be going in and everything like that. But I've been trying to hit the gym more often, trying to eat right. Keep my body, you know, eat right, keep your body right too.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and then just find a job that I really enjoy and everything, you know? Like, I'm not trying to go into work and be like, damn, I'm trying to leave. I'm trying to find a job where I'm actually trying to, you know, enjoy and everything.
No, that's facts. I mean, shoot, all you got to do, like, for me, like, my advice to you, I guess, is, like, for me, I had a point where I was working at a warehouse, and then I was just doing, like, recording for the homies every once in a while type shit, right?
Yeah.
But it just took that jump of, I was asking myself, all right, if I, say, do studio time for, if I do it 40 hours a week and say I make $40 an hour, I'd make way more than I'd work at getting $20 an hour, right?
Yeah.
So I was like, fuck it. Okay, how do I do the numbers? So if I did $20 an hour times, $20 an hour, 40 hours a week, $800, right?
Yeah.
Would I rather do 40 hours or would I rather do $40 an hour, cut that in half, 20 hours a week? You know? And then I was like, fuck it. You know, if you could figure out a way where, okay, figure out how many hours you're working at work compared to how much you could get paid on a, you know, photo shoot or some shit. Just start weighing it out and you just got to do it out the muscle, really.
That's what I'm saying, bro. Like, just finding everything that suits out for you, you know what I mean? Like, I think I gotta start working on that too. You know what I mean? Summertime come around, I think I'm definitely gonna focus on that.
No, yeah, cause you, bro, I tell anybody, you don't really gotta work a job as long as you're a hustler and you can figure out a way to make money. And you guys been hustling, all you guys, so it's easy, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
Cause if they don't know your prices, what's up? What you be charging right now?
How much I'm charging right now? Yeah. I just charge around like 80. You know 80, what I mean?
Yeah, see.
So nothing too crazy, but I'm probably gonna like bump it up once I get everything right, you know.
Yeah, so I mean, think about it. If you did $100 a shoot, you had 5 shoots, you're making $500 a week.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, like that, and all that's you gotta do is just hit up people and be like, hey, you ever need a photo shoot, boy, let me know. Boom, boom.
That's what I'm saying. I've been trying to hit up everybody, this and that, but ever since I shot for like different people, I've seen like more people, you know, coming in and be like, oh bro, what's up? I need some photos, this and that. So like, it's just a good feeling, bro. I love working with the camera, bro. Like even though if it's free work or something like that, bro, like if anyone comes up to me and like, bro, I need some photos, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, bro, I got you. You know what I mean? Gotcha. I like being like, you know, like at these events too, bro. Mm-hmm. Like it's lit. Like,
shits are hella funny, bro.
It's lit, bro. You know what I mean? Over there, you know, I'm seeing the video, how the video is being made. And mm-hmm. then I'm over there getting some photos, everything too. It's lit, bro. Like, I just love doing stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Pulling up to different events.
No, that's facts. I feel like even that most recent Steez event was, it's pretty funny, bro. That shit had me wrong. Like,
that's what
Rico,
I'm saying.
Rico is being hella
That's what
funny.
I'm saying. Like, they gotta post like a behind the scenes of everything, you know what I mean?
Bro, that's what, what's his name was saying, Stamar. Stamar was like, or Steez, he was like, oh, you guys were hella funny. Because he's seen the footage. I guess someone was taking video of me and Rico because we were just trolling the whole time.
That's what I'm
in
saying.
The back, but nah. That they should post behind the scenes.
Yeah, behind the scenes,
someone
bro.
Got to do
I seen those videos, bro. The views are is
the
jumping,
views are
bro.
Jumping.
Views are jumping. That's
views
fire.
Are jumping. Oh, God. Everybody's just like, ooh, Sneaky Link. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Know? Yeah. No, shout out to Steez, bro. He's been putting on, you know, for mm-hmm. a long time now, bro. That's mm-hmm. fire. Like, what you guys got going on, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Steez doing his thing, you know. Everybody, I feel like right now it's after, you know, time keeps on going and all that. It's just. Yeah. The people that are actually about it are about it, and they're still doing the shit they do. So,
yeah.
Like, even for you guys, like, I would have never expected you and Eric to be in the position you're at. But then, you know, just after all the years of you or the time that you guys put in, it's just like now you guys are, now everybody's like way up here compared to where we were at.
That's what I'm saying, bro. So. I never thought I'd be like, you know, in this position, shooting mm-hmm. for different types of people and everything like that.
Because, the last shoot was, were you there the whole time?
I left like partway through the second half.
Yeah,
because yeah, yeah. I remember I didn't get nothing to eat all day. Oh, so yeah. I was like, man, my stomach's
for real, huh?
Jumping. So I got out there, got something to eat.
But, I would say, like, when it comes to the gym, though, shit, what you, I guess, like, what's your goal for that? You trying to, like, build muscle and shit or what?
Yeah, like, I've been trying to bulk up, bro. Like, I've been trying to eat, you know what I mean? I've been trying to eat right and everything. But, bro, every time I go to the gym, it's like a month straight and then I'm always gone, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always. Yeah, I'm always traveling, and then it's like a whole month break. I'm like, damn, I haven't hit the gym in like a month. So mm-hmm. starting like, I was going to go today, but, you know, something came up. But I'm going to go tomorrow. I'm like, all right, locking in for real. Mm-hmm. Like, if I go take a trip, it's only going to be like a week. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? I'm not going to be taking like months and everything. Just because, you know, I didn't go to work for like a whole month too. So I'm like, shit.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
Yeah, so. And then that affected like my school and everything. But, you know, it's like a sacrifice for a sacrifice. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. If you want to have some fun, you know what I mean? Something will, you know what I mean? Like, work got in the way, school got in the way, you know, photography got in the way, too. But, you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know, I'm still here type thing, so still happy and everything, you know what I mean? That's all you could do, 2023.
No, that's facts. And what would you say if you could give advice to yourself from the AZ Chike Day type shit?
Yeah.
Like, because I say that's, like, the first time I've ever seen you. What would you say, like, if you could talk to yourself or give yourself advice or be like, hey, this... Boom, boom, boom. Like, what would you tell yourself?
I'd tell myself, just keep going, honestly, bro. Like, just don't look back. Like, you know, all this free work and everything eventually is going to pay off. You know what I mean? Just keep working, keep grinding. Just keep moving, you know? Like, don't look back and everything like that. Basically.
Yeah, and what would you say when it comes to free work? Like, a lot of people might not see the... You know?
Yeah.
See the worth of it. But what would you say, like, did that help you get to the point that you're at today? Or
Most definitely. I feel like if you don't take any free work, you know,
mm-hmm.
it's going to be like, you won't get yourself in those situations, bro, because these big artists are not going to hit you up and be like, hey, I'm going to pay you for, you know, I'm going to pay you for some photos and that. Because they got their own photographers.
Yeah,
they got their own cameramans and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like, boom, just popping up to events and just shooting just for fun, you know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, it's not even work. It's like, mm-hmm. it's like my passion, bro. Like, mm-hmm. I love shooting and mm-hmm. everything like that. So, it's not, to me, it's not even work, you know what I mean? If I get to shoot for one of my favorite artists, if I get to shoot for people that I really mess with genuinely, mm-hmm. it's like a good feeling at the end of the day. Like,
yeah.
I'm getting in work by shooting and I'm giving you, you know, photos that you're probably going to like, you're probably mm-hmm. going to post, enjoy and everything like that. So, it's like a win-win, bro. Like, you know, at the end of the day, it's really not about the money. It's just about just completing your goals and finding your passion and everything mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah. That's what I'll be telling everybody. It's like, as long as you just do the shit you fuck with, shit, the money's going to come.
That's what I'm saying.
Because if you're working on photography for, like, say, 10 years straight with just the love of taking photography or taking pictures and shit, you're gonna get good at it. Yeah. Because you're doing it for 10 years, type shit.
That's what I'm saying, bro. It's like a time manner thing, you know what I mean? Like, you don't do things for like a whole year straight. Like, if you're playing a video game, of course, you're gonna be ass in the beginning, but you'll get better. You get better later, you know what I mean?
And no, that's facts. I feel like as long as you just get the reps in, it's like the gym or shit, music or anything else, you just gotta just do it. And then
time.
You know, you get to the point where you're at. And shit, that's, I don't know, that's just one thing I recently, not even recently, it's just like, with the same 24 we got, so you, it's the shit that you do, like, for the minutes, or, like, the little shit that you do, whether it's, like, oh, you're driving and you just listen to a podcast just to put yourself on game, like, that's what the shit I try to be on, because there's so much, there's only so much time I got, like, in a day, and that's it for
that's everybody what I'm saying. Else, too. Like, every minute counts in a day, you know what I mean? Like, everything you do each day will ultimately help you in your future, you know what I mean? Like, if you put 1% in every day, you know what I mean, you'll get somewhere. Like, you gotta be at least progressing each day, whether it's with, like, going to the gym, boom, that's something you're doing, or, like, doing something you love, boom, that's something, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not the type to just, like, I try my best to not, like, stay home most of the time, but there's those days where I'm like, oh, I'm trying to, like, go home and chill, you know what I mean? Like, those homebody days, but, yeah, bro, like, I feel like if you just keep doing something you love each day, you know, you'll get to the point where you want to get to.
No, that's facts. And going back to passion, I remember you saying that you had a passion for music, like, you know, you fuck with just being around the music scene and all that. So when was, like, the first time when you actually started just, like, listening to music, or being like, oh, yeah, this is, like, this is the shit right here, you know? Like, because I feel like everybody, when they're just, like, you know, whatever's on the radio.
Yeah.
And then after a while, you get to that age where you're like, damn, I got to make the fire-ass playlist and all that.
Yeah, that's
like,
what I'm saying.
Yeah, so what age was that for you?
I think it was, I think this was middle school. Mm-hmm. So middle school, I remember one of my friends, he was like, bro, I came from this island called Saipan, right? And we didn't listen to no type of, like, rap music or nothing like that. It was mostly, you know, like Kalohi Kai, Common Keys, islander music, bro. So, you know, I was always tapped in with that, but I came here at a really young age, like around like 2011. So I was like, I don't know how, I think I was like 9 years old, something like that.
Okay, gotcha.
I was like 9 years old. And then one of my friends in middle school, he was like, bro, you ever listened to this before? And then he put it on. I remember the first song I ever heard was, you know, Handsome and Wealthy by the Migos. You know, I'm handsome, I'm wealthy. Yeah. I was like, bro, this is fire. So boom, I started listening to, I didn't know, like, who the Migos were or nothing like that. I started tapping in with their music. Started tapping in with, like, this was, like, 2014, I think, 15. Trill Sammy, Lil Yachty.
Oh, yeah.
You know that era, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That 2016 Double XL era.
Yeah.
Uzi, Kodak, everything. I'm like,
all that.
Yeah. I was like, bro, this is fire, bro. Like, you know what I mean? And
that was a crazy time to get into music, bro.
Yeah, bro. That's probably, like, the best time to get into music, bro. Like, Cardi before, like,
all that shit,
before he turned, like, crazy, you know what I mean? Cardi, Drake, that's when he dropped, like, Views, bro. And I feel like that's when music really, like, stuck with me, bro. I feel like music, bro, is, like, such a underrated therapy, bro. Like, you know what I mean? There's never a time of day where I'm not listening to music. Like, I'm driving, I'm listening to music. Yeah. Going to the gym, I'm listening to music, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's another way to cope with everything, bro.
Oh, yeah. And I be telling everybody, too, it's, like, when it comes to the music, too, or shit, even photography.
Yeah.
You could look at this shit like a superpower. Because at the end of the day, say we listen to a certain song, it makes you angry or happy, or makes you sad, or, like, you know, it makes you feel some shit.
Yeah.
So it's like, even with you, you take a flick, you show someone this picture, you'd be like, damn, that makes you feel a certain way. Just being able to just, you know, it's like, Cudi's got superpowers.
That's fire. I never seen it like that, like, you know what I mean?
You see, like, you don't even see sound, you just hear it. That's but it I'm just saying. Changes your whole vibe. And even just seeing a picture, it could be a picture of a sunset, you'd be like, man, that shit fire.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You get emotion from the things you hear, you know what I mean? Or the things you see, the things you hear, bro. So, I like it. That's fire.
That's facts.
And it's like art, bro. It's like, I always mess with art, bro. You know, music is art. Photography is art. Videography is art, bro. You could add whatever you want to your photo or, like, your music, your music video to your liking, bro. Like, being the boss of your own, you know what I mean? Like, taking control of everything, bro. Like, you're not trying to work for nobody, you know what I mean? Like, you want to work for yourself and create your own things and everything like that. That's why, you know, it's fire.
I've been noticing for people, too, it's like, I feel like only people in the art, or, like, you know, I guess you could say freelance, or just, like, the shit, you, me, or, say, like, any other artist, I feel like they don't see the world like we do. like being able to just talk to somebody and be like, oh yeah, music is like this, or photography could change someone.
Yeah.
Sometimes they'd be like, well, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's what I've noticed after a couple of years of just not even being in school or being with regular people.
Yeah.
You know? I don't know.
Oh yeah, if you talk to like a regular, you know what I mean? I feel like that's like a closed-minded, open-minded thing, you know what I mean? Like, you talk to people, some people are like more closed-minded, like, oh, that won't get you nowhere, you know what I mean? Or like, they don't really take their time to look at the details. Like, if in music, bro, there's so much things that you gotta look at. Photography, there's so much things. You don't just snap a photo and boom, it's done. You know what I mean? There's always like things you gotta do after. Mm-hmm. That's the same thing with music. You don't just record and then boom, it's perfect. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like they just gotta take their time, look at the details into everything, and then you know. But I feel like it's just the right people and everything like that.
And what would you say when it comes to the process, because of just like taking pictures that maybe people don't even know? Because like you said, you just take a flick.
Yeah.
And the people think it's, oh yeah, it's good.
That's what so I'm saying,
like,
bro.
Yeah, like what goes into just even that?
I feel like taking a photo, it's not just like a snap, boom. I mean, it is, right?
Yeah.
Take a photo, you have it. But there's so much things you got to do, bro. Like you could have like an ass photo, but you put it into like your Lightroom, your editing software, bro. Make that shit look 10 times better, bro.
That's awesome.
You know what I mean? And that's why, like, every event, people are like, bro, where's my photos, this and that, you know what I mean? Every photographer know that, like.
For real, they'd be like, bro, where's it at?
where's my photos at, this and that? But it's like, you gotta work with it, bro. Like, each photo is not going to be perfect, you know what I mean? You could use presets, but at the same time, you got to adjust, like, you know, lighting, everything like that. Boom, boom. So it's like a whole process. That's with everything, too, you know?
Yeah. And what would you say when it comes to, say someone wants to book with you?
Yeah.
What would you say, like, the do's and don'ts, like a good client versus a bad client? Like, have you had somebody that was like, man, where's my photos, blah blah blah, like the next day or the next hour type shit? Like, you know, just I guess
I feel like the do's and don'ts with that, I never had like a really bad customer, or like, you know what I mean, or like someone that was like, bro, I'm not trying to work with this person, but you know what I mean, I never really had that, because I'm really like, bro, I'm really lenient with everything, bro. You know what I mean? Like, I'd be charging for, like, all right, if you're trying to shoot with, like, three different outfits, you're going to have to pay extra and everything like that. But, you know, if I really mess with you genuinely, bro, like, all right, it's like, you know, I'll let it slide, you know what I mean? I'll get you for a loan and everything like that. But I don't know. Like, I feel like I want to work. Like, I'll be like, all right, send me reference photos and everything like that, right? So, boom, they send me reference photos. But they would send me, like, oh, I want it, like, from this angle. I want it from da-da-da-da-da. But I feel like, bro, if you let me work and, like, let me do what I gotta do.
Let him cook,
bro. Yeah, let me cook, bro. Just let me cook. It's not gonna come out. You good? It's not gonna come out like I don't know how to say it, like, copy. You know what I mean? It's not gonna come out copy. It's gonna be like
your own twist type of thing.
Yeah, it's gonna be my own twist, like different styles of work and everything like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, you can send me reference photos. Like, that'll definitely help. I'll try to copy it and everything like that, but I'm not gonna make the exact same photo.
Got you. And did you ever, like, look up to, like, certain photographers, or is this kind of just like a
I looked up to my cousin Kobe, bro. Like, his name's Long Live KB on Instagram, and he's the one that lent me that Nikon camera, everything like that, you know what I mean?
So he's been taking flicks before you?
He's been taking flicks, bro. Ooh. Like, taking, bro, he worked with, like, Toupaid when he first started making music and everything. Toupaid, he has, like, you know, OTC Seggy. He had his first music videos and everything like that, so during that time, like, when they were all in Central, they were just all, like, working together and anything like that. And I also, you know, I've been looking up to, like, Ghost Boy, Chris City, Real Clip, Mazzano Bros, all them, bro. Like, they're working, bro. Every time I see their work, I'm like, man, it's amazing. You know what I mean? It's filthy that we're all, like, working, like, all together. You know what I mean? Like, I be seeing them at different events, everything like that. We're all in the same crowd and everything like that. Just to be working with those type of people, bro, it's like, you know, it feels good. Like, I've been looking up to them since back then, you know, how we get to work in the same space and everything. That's fire.
I feel like at the end of the day, it's just real recognize the real. You know, so it's like, if cuties know who you are, shit, it's because you've been putting in work. And I know everybody been seeing your pictures. Everybody, like you, just the whole crew that's, you know, putting in work. So
appreciate that.
You know, and, bro, honestly, if you ever wanted to learn beats and shit, I'll be trying to, right now I'm trying to do like a weekly, what's it called, like a studio day, so I'll just have hella artists, so I just engineer the whole day, have cuties pull up maybe that's like fire. An hour or two, and then
I'd be down for that, you know what I mean, come here, I'll try to learn something, get some behind the scenes photos and everything like that. That'd be fire, bro.
That's good, cause even shit, I'll probably have to hit up Eric. I still gotta do a podcast with him too. Actually, this is what I'm gonna do, hopefully, just depending on when everybody's free, I'll try to get you, Rico, Vegas.
Oh, yeah. Shot the whole shot by Uzi.
Yeah, shot by Uzi, little podcast for you guys.
Yeah, that'd be tough.
That's a whole different come up story on how everybody met. And, yeah. You know, and I feel like everybody got a little, you know, different background, but now you guys are one able to do it. Yeah, you know, able to do the shit that you do.
Nah, yeah, you definitely got to set that up. It's going to be, that's going to be fire.
For real. And shit, I mean, other than that, I think that's pretty much straightforward or going to be a wrap, but.
Yeah, that's a wrap.
All right. I mean, actually, no, before that.
Yeah.
What would you say? Because, here, let's see. 2023.
Uh-huh.
Because you're into fashion and all that. That's, you know, yeah. You've got, you know, the slight journey, all that. Yeah. Is it? What would you say 2023 is going to be, like, the trend for this year?
The trend for this year?
You know? If you had to foresee the future.
I could foresee the future already right here.
Let's see.
You see, you know, the big red boot?
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like everything... like super oversized, bro. Like I feel like you're gonna see oversized hats.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like like inflatable hats, everything like that. Mm-hmm. Probably not to that extent, but you'll probably see like just bigger things, bro. Pause. You know what I mean? But like right. You know, like the super big shirts that droop down to the legs, everything like that. You know what
back
I mean?
Back to the 2000s, bro.
To the 2000s, bro. I think that's about it, though, bro. Like I think just. Oversized look is just mm-hmm. coming in everything. I mean, it's been in everything, but I think you'll see like a bigger proportion of it, bro. Like crazy fits and everything like that.
For real.
Like I still need that big red boot. I'm not gonna lie to you.
For everybody to come. How much is it?
Bro, I don't even know. Like I think like five, like 300, 500, something like that. But I would not pay for that, bro. Like say if someone gave it to me, you know. Someone gave it to me, I'll rock it. But I see nobody here in Washington wear the big red boots. So
I mean,
like,
if you rock them here, shit, it'd be good because it's raining all the time.
That's what I'm saying, bro. The go-tos every day, you know what I mean?
No way if that's go-tos.
That's the go-tos, bro.
Bro, that shit is wild. I feel like that's going to be all the way up to my leg, my knee or
something. That's what I'm saying,
bro.
I'll be working out with those too, you know what I mean?
It's obviously, like, you hit leg day in those, you like, stuck in there, bro. Shit.
Nah, that I should be stuck because it'll be, you know, the moisture
all the
and everything.
Moisture shit, that's what I'm saying. You're
going to have to take it out some way.
Nah, for real. But, shit, anything else you think?
Nah, just...
Oh, what about the vintage shit? Is that about to be a... still a thing this year? Vintage shit. Just like...
vintage shit?
Like, you know, just fucking old tees, vintage shirts with the graphics.
I feel like that's always going to be sticker. I think that's going to stick around just for a while, bro. You know what I mean? Like, Dunks. Back then, no one really cared about Dunks. Yeah. And then all of a sudden...
all fucking popping off now.
Dunks. Boom, boom. Vintage shit. Thrifting. I feel like thrifting is just... that's a whole new market for it, bro. You know what I mean? Like, shit, I be getting most of my stuff through the thrift, honestly, too. You know what I mean? Like, it's not really about, like, the big-name brands anymore. Like, you know, like,
it's
how are you talking about it? Yeah, it's more about the look, bro. I feel like proportions and everything, like, if it looks right on you, you know what I mean? You could pull it off. Like, you could find something at the thrift for, like, $1, and it'll match up to something, like, you buy something for, like, $500, you know what I mean?
No, that's facts. And plus, I be telling everybody, like, bro, shit, it's not the brand that... you get that makes it filthy. So as long as you just get the right pieces, because there's people that be rocking just all designer straight head to toe, and they're like, man, you look stupid. Right,
that's what I'm saying,
you know?
Bro. They're matching like different pieces, like Americans with like a Givenchy shirt. Like, all right, you know, I mean, you got the money, everything, but can you really put it on? You know what I mean? Type shit. But but I feel like that's, you know, that's a whole nother thing. But nah, thrifting, it's probably gonna keep going. You won't probably see the end of it till. So later.
Oh God. I feel like thrifting is always going to be a thing, at least in Washington. I mean, shit, even Macklemore made a song thrift shop back
then. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So it's been, I feel like it's been a thing out here.
Yeah.
For sure. Even like the Goodwill bins and all that, everybody be going.
Nah, that's fire. Like, I'll be trying to hit the thrift like as much as I can. I don't really be finding nothing like that, nothing filthy, but I'm like, man, people that take their time. Have you been to the bins before?
I went to the ones in Kent, but.
You find anything? Bro, that's what I'm saying, bro. I gotta put like gloves on just to even
just
look
through
it.
Yeah,
bro. And, like the smell, bro. It just be, bro. I remember I'd be finding like underwears and socks and everything like that. I'm cooling, bro. I remember walking in there, smelling everything. I was like, I'm out of here. Yeah. I hit the Goodwill next door and where they have the things like hung up and everything. But nah, definitely. If you, I know someone, bro. They be taking their time with it.
Yeah,
be finding like
you could.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You can find some steals out there and just
flip,
bro.
Put everything on Poshmark, boom, make a quick bag, you know what I mean?
Yeah, Poshmark or OfferUp or anything.
That's
honestly
what I'm saying.
Make an Instagram page, shit, you're good.
Yeah, bro, take it. Honestly, if you have time, go over there, do that, you know? Just wear a mask and gloves.
Oh, God.
Wear a mask and gloves.
You be reselling your the clothes and shit or what?
Bro, I used to resell back in, you know, 2015, 2016. I used to buy shoes, resell and everything like that. I always wanted to work with, like, fashion and thing and fashion, you know what I mean? If it wasn't music, probably like
fashion shit.
You know what I mean? Shit, if I don't get this photography shit bumping forever, bro, you know what I mean? I'll probably be the next Virgil Abloh, bro. Like,
shit, might as well just start, you know, now. Just start designing some shit.
Yeah,
just
get or just some a, yeah, you know what I mean? Fashion designer, everything like that. Yeah.
And did you have any part of just designing the shirts that you guys had?
Oh, the shot by Uzi?
Yeah.
Shit, nah, that was all Eric. That was all
Eric. You gotta get a little math.
That's what I'm saying, bro. You know, that's collab, what, math 4K, shot by Uzi. Bro, I've been wanting to make my own clothes too. You guys have any No Guidance merch and everything like that?
Shit, that's in the works.
That's in the works.
Yeah.
Trying to get that shit. That's what I'm saying, bro. I'm trying to make my own. I'm not trying to get like a math 4K on it. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I want to do something like, you know how Richie Lee does it. Like, it's not like Richie Lee YouTube channel.
Yeah,
you know?
Okay, yeah.
It's like their own shit. Yeah, his own brand and everything like that. Mm-hmm. I definitely want to do that with like my own thing. But I think just finding the right manufacturers and everything like that.
Yeah.
You know, just stack on my bread, and then whenever I get the opportunity, tapping with that.
No, yeah,
that's a whole different market, bro.
I mean, shit, you just put down 100 for shirts, maybe you get like 50 of them.
Yeah,
flip them all for shit
20, you know, 30, 20 50,
bucks, you get, you know what I mean? 50 times 20, that's a wreck. You just put down 100, you got 900 back, bro.
That's what I'm saying.
The money's there, bro. I tell anybody, like, you can, as long as you got the hustle and you can make some flips, bro. And
actually,
you know, and you already was in the resale game, yeah. So you already know what it is.
That's all I'm saying,
you can do,
bro.
That shit, bro.
I remember, I was like, man, I remember selling my first shoe, and I was like, bro, I really made a bag off this. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? It felt nice, and I think I was only like a sixth grader.
Uh-huh. Damn, in sixth grade, you're yeah. flipping shit to yeah, what, bro. To like other sixth graders and shit, or what?
I think I would buy like shit, and then I would like post an offer up or something like that.
Offer up,
yeah. I think it was like sixth grade, seventh grade, somewhere around those days. But
damn.
I'd flip him like, man, like, you know, the Supreme side bags and everything.
The side bags?
Or like, the satchels. So I remember I would stay up till like 7 a.m. or I don't even know when they drop, but boom, boom, try to buy it on my computer and everything. I had no bots or nothing, bro. So I would buy that.
Manual shit.
Huh? Yeah, manual. Bro, I'd wake up mad early, breath kicking and everything. I'd be on my phone looking through.
Try to get this shit. You just.
Yeah, and then boom, when I copped it, I was like, oh, let's go. Mm-hmm. And then I wear it and then resell it, you know what I mean? And then buy different things with it.
Yeah, not smart with it.
Yeah.
Shit, that's what it was back in. I feel like that's when you're just legit, just trying to make some moves,
what I'm saying,
you
bro.
Know, just because you're not going to ask your parents, hey, can I get this?
Yeah.
Like, $100, $200 bag, blah, you know, type shit. I'm like, man.
I remember they're looking at me crazy. They're like, why would you spend that much money on that, you know what I mean? But my dad, he was always so supportive of it. Like, he knew, like, you know what I mean? So he'd help me out sometimes and everything like that. But and that was back then, you know, like sixth grade, seventh grade, we weren't really working. You know what I mean? Yeah. You would have to find something. You know, is it cutting hair, reselling, or doing, you know, different
things. Were you cutting hair?
Bro, I tried cutting hair back in quarantine, bro.
Mm-hmm.
And shout out to everybody that came to me, but I messed them up so bad.
So were you charging cutties at that time?
I was doing it for free.
Oh, okay.
I was doing it for free, but man, I would cut so many people up. It would get better.
Yeah,
but that shit was ass, bro.
Like, how many people you cut, probably?
Because
during
lie.
COVID, it's probably, that was like whole
peak era, huh?
Yeah, yeah, 2
like,
years.
Bro, I think like 10 people, 11 people. It was
just
nothing.
Rotating and shit?
Yeah.
10
different they would come to me and I would have been, all right, my fault, bro. But next time it's going to be better, bro. Trust me. And come back. I was this close to like signing up for Barber College, bro. Like, you know the one at the Commons?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I think you pay like $2,500 and then you get like your whole barbering. But shout out to everybody that tried to get me in there, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I see them working always in the shop 24/7. Mm-hmm. They're definitely getting their bread, bro.
Yeah, yeah.
But I was like, man, I don't know if that's for me, you know what I mean? But it's cool, man. Like, I wouldn't mind being a barber at all. That's fire, bro. Like, that's same thing. That's like art, bro.
Being a barber is tough.
That shit is tough, bro. Bro, you could cut your own hair, bro.
Bro, nah, being a barber is
that's
fucking
tough, bro.
That's just the craziest thing. Like, I got homies that be cutting their own hair and shit. I'm like, fuck, I don't know how you guys be doing it.
Bro, I remember cutting my own hair. I would mess my shit up. I'm like, man, what the fuck?
No, I remember COVID. I was like, yeah, let me try and get myself up. Oh, fuck yeah.
Mess it up, huh?
Fuck
yeah. I went all buzz during COVID just because I messed it up.
Nah, for real. Me too. I was like, yeah, I'm cool off this, bro. I'm not even going to.
But I didn't really see nobody, so I wasn't really tripping. I was just trying, you know, trials and tribulations.
Mm-hmm. And what'd you say, like, during COVID, like, what was that time period for you? Like, because you were cutting hair and shit, so, like, I guess, like, what were you trying to,
trying
some random shit, or during that time, or what?
Trying some random shit, bro. Like, you know, one thing about COVID, like, you know, it took so much lives and everything, but that was, like, the first time in, like, a while. I don't know if it's true, but, like, how I see it is, like, we were all at the same place at the same time, you know what I mean? Like, no one was working, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's definitely people working, but, like, majority, no one was really working. Everyone was at the same place at the same time, bro. So, I seen it, like, oh, this is, like, an opportunity to, like, learn new things, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, I remember I was like, bro, I shouldn't even stress about nothing right now just because everyone's like kind of in the same situation, you know, with this pandemic and everything like that, trying to keep their family safe.
Yeah.
But during that time, bro, like I was letting like my creativity flow through, you know what I mean? Just learning.
You picked up the Clippers.
Yeah, picked up the Clippers. Yeah, you know what I mean? Picked up the Clippers. So if, if you need a cut, bro, like, you know what I mean? It's like,
hey, if I'm ever, if it's during COVID again, where I have to pop out, I'll be like, yep, it's good, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The next virus, bro, you know, you know who to come to, bro. I'm only open during the pandemic, so that's
for
it.
For real, huh? Pandemic time.
Pandemic time. Pandemic time, you know what I mean?
For real. I feel like, bro, during, because during COVID, yeah, it was so tough getting cuts. I remember everybody was wolfing. Nobody got getting cuts. I remember there's barbers that was charging like $100, $200 a cut, bro.
Actually, just to pull up on you and everything.
Just to pull up on you and cut at a person. I was like, fuck that.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not even going to do that, bro. Shit, I could cut my own hair, bro. Get the $15 clippers at Walmart.
For real.
That's what I was cutting with, bro.
For real, 15?
I don't know if it was 15, but I think it was like 20. But it came with like different guards and everything like that. It's like shit.
That's the way to do it.
360, what's his name? 360.
Jeezy.
360 Jeezy, man.
Everybody, bro. I feel like everybody at least try to get into some shit like that. Because honestly, it's hella funny. I got into reselling.
Yeah.
I was cutting hair in high school
for
a little bit. I was like charging like $10 to like $15.
Yeah.
And I made like $200 in a week, 2 weeks or something. I was like, yeah, this is really
You're like, oh, yeah.
And I just stopped, bro. I was like, fuck this. I was like, because I wasn't even going to, because, bro, $100 back in high school, I was like, man, I can't, that's hella money. I don't want to put $100 on some clippers, bro. What's the point?
That's what I'm saying, bro. Yeah.
Because, shit, you already got $25 clippers. You're cutting everybody up.
It's like, you're like, man, I got customers already. Y'all don't got to upgrade, you know what I mean?
Nah, that's facts. Would you ever get back into it, though?
Bro, I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't mind getting back into it, you know? Probably just mess around with it, but I don't know if I could do the full commitment of being like a straight barber and everything. But if, you know, if anyone needs a cut, garage cuts and everything like that, I'll probably do that.
I feel like those are, being a barber is still this way, bro.
Nah,
like,
cause you work on your own time, bro.
Yeah,
you
and,
know what I mean.
And just like just fading is tough, bro. That's just hard saying, as fuck. Bro. I'm like, bro, how you do that?
That's what I'm saying.
With the half guard, boom, shit.
See, that's what I'm saying. Shit. I'm like, bro, how do I remember I messed so many people up, but they kept coming back, man. So shout out to them, bro. They was probably just being real ones and everything, you know, just trying to experiment and everything like that. But being a barber is really tough, bro. Like, you come to your own studio or like you come to your own place, bro. You get your own music, get your own setup, bro. Like, the vibe's always right in there.
Yeah.
It's tough, bro. Shout out to all the barbers out there, man. Like,
for real.
Keep doing, you know what I mean? Keep doing your shit. It's fire.
And what was the first time you went to a barbershop?
Man.
Because did you get cut, like, by your pops or some shit growing up or what?
Bro, back in Saipan, bro, I was getting cut by my uncle, bro. Oh, straight one guard to the head.
For real? That's how you were just getting cut?
Bro, straight one guard to the head, bro.
All like, around buzz?
All around buzz, bro. All around buzz.
That's the island cut. That's the island cut, bro.
He's hot as hell over there, bro. It's, like, so hot. So, you know what I mean? Tank tops, shorts, slides with no socks on, everything like that. Get the island cut. Man, but first time being at the barbershop, I think I forced my mom to take me around like sixth grade, bro. And then, you know, it was like 25. And then my mom was like, bro, you crazy, you paying 25 for you, you know what I mean?
See it now, though.
That's what I'm saying.
See it now, bro.
$50, $40 is crazy.
That's like
bro.
A minimum. $40.
That's
minimum.
What I'm saying. Like,
fuck,
and bro. you can't forget the tip, too, you know what I mean?
For real.
Boom. Ooh. It's crazy. But I remember my mom, she was like, $25 for a cut. And I was like, yeah, come on. But, you know, but that was back then. But now I'm just chilling, bro. Like, looks, you know what I mean? You got, you always got to look good. You got to look good to feel good. So I don't mind paying that.
Okay. But shoot, I'm probably going to wrap up the podcast soon. But you got any, like, words of encouragement that keeps you pushing throughout the day? You know?
Like I said earlier, man, if you just put your 1% in every day, you know what I mean? You'll definitely get to where you want to be. Just, don't give up. If you got a passion for it, just keep going. And if anybody's stuck right now, like, in their situation, just know, like, every day's a new day, you know what I mean? Like, every day's a new day. Everyone goes through their own challenges, everything like that. So you just keep it pushing, man. Like, that's really all I got to say, man.
Yeah, that's the way. But shoot, Instagram?
My Instagram, personal Instagram is maverick2x, maverick2x. My Instagram, photography Instagram, my bad, is Mav4K, M-A-V-4-K, 2 underscores, and shot by Uzi. You probably, you know what I mean?
Everybody knows it.
You probably already know it, but shout out to everybody that supports me and everything like that. I appreciate you for having me out here, bro. You know what I mean?
It was long overdue. I was trying to get, shit, I need to get everybody on the podcast.
That's what I'm saying, bro. But I'll definitely, like, you know, anytime you need me back here,
let's
go. Slide in. Appreciate you, bro.
Appreciate you again. Make sure you guys check out, you know, Mav4K. Everything, photography. shit, if you need outfit inspiration, go to his page or shit. Yep. I don't even know. But yeah, make sure you guys tune in every Sunday, 8 a.m. Catch you guys. Peace.